as in the cloudy silence of the heart, proceeded to the lost depths of things, out of the head, to the opacity of the night, in which the absence of visions becomes the culminating point of collapse.
Losing an opaque gamble prepared with deadly art, God, as in a ray of darkness, out of a hand, in parity and fullness, it is with fervor that we shall contemplate these frightful fields, shining and serene, during the feverish slumber, put everything at risk, losing an opaque gamble prepared with deadly art.
Trying charms, smiling with pale blue teeth, lit for a brief moment by a frozen sunbeam, out of a hat nearly an instant before the endless fall, lavish with its untrying charms.
This is the quiet of mind, which has in the cloudy silence of the heart, proceeded to the lost dead subjects, out of a hat. Real past the other night, in which the absence of vision.
What a vertigo under the vault of the crimson sky. Listen to the breathing of that which in zigzag vision and devouring famine restores the new order out of a hat by contamination and incubation.
Laughter and moans are of the same essence as the fervor of a saint. Out of a hat, it is senseless to fight against this infinite stream. Behind this threshold, life exhausts itself, loses itself. Rejoice, for tonight is an erasure that we celebrate.
And the dust, as shadows slowly recover the land of the most extreme solitude, drapes the shoulders of a distant silhouette, bearing a glacial emptiness, laden by the luminous storm, in which sun and lightning are prolonged.
Oh, through which, hastening from all points of the universe, desolation spreads in chaotic convulsions out of a head.
Rejoice that you celebrate. Rejoice. 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 Rejoice.
This is the collapse of the mind, which has in the cloudy silence of the heart, proceeded to the lost depths of things, out of the head, to the opacity of the night, in which the absence of visions becomes the culminating point of glance.
Losing an opaque gamble prepared with deadly art. God, as in a ray of darkness, out of a hand, in parity and fullness, it is with fervor that we shall contemplate these frightful fields, shining and serene, during the feverish slumber, and put everything at risk, losing an opaque gamble prepared with deadly art.
Lavish with its untried charms, smiling with pale blue teeth, led for a brief moment by a frozen sunbeam, out of a hand, an instant before the endless fall, lavish with its untrying charms, smiling with pale blue teeth.
Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice.
This is the collapse of the mind, which has in the cloudy silence of the heart, proceeded to the lost depths of things, out of a hand, to the opacity of the night.
Restored in imperious necessity, what a vertigo under the vault of the crimson sky. Listen to the breathing of that which in zigzag vision and devouring famine restores the new order. Out of a hand, by contamination and incubation, unity restored in imperious necessity. What a vertigo under the vault of the crimson sky. Listen to the breathing of that which in zigzag vision and devouring famine restores the new order. Out of a hand, by contamination and incubation.
I am an accomplice, and my disheveled laughter and wounds are of the same essence as the fervor of a saint. Out of the hat, it is senseless to fight against this infinite stream. Behind this threshold, life exhausts and loses itself. Rejoice, for tonight is a labor that is celebrated.
And dust and shadows slowly cover the land of the most extreme Solomon, drapes the shoulders of a distant silhouette, bearing a glacial emptiness, laden like a luminous sea, in which sun and lightning are to all.
Open through which, hastening from all points of the universe, desolation spreads in chaotic convulsions out of ahead.
Rejoice that we celebrate.
The vanquishing delectation and devouring famine restores the new order. Out of a hat, by contamination and incubation. Unit restored in imperious necessity. What a vertigo under the vault of the crimson sky. God, as in a ray of darkness, out of a hat, in parity and fullness. It is with fervor that we shall contemplate.
Rejoice.